Now, as gunshots echo across the wind-swept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, the challenge of the Yukon.
It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King, run,
Husky! Joel discovered in the Yukon, a stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush, bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog Yukon King as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
The Silver Slipper Cafe was the gayest spot in 40 miles. It was there that all the prospectors and trappers gathered in the evenings to forget their troubles, swapping yarns and spending the gold that some had almost given their lives to obtain. One reason the Silver Slipper was so popular was the presence of Annette Dussel, a French singer and entertainer, whose brother Paul helped manage the cafe. All the men vied for Annette's favor.
Let's have a song, Annette.
Yeah,
sing my favorite song.
Oh, no, I will sing for you later. My throat is wrong. You would have me croaking like one frog tomorrow, will you?
Come on over to my table, Annette.
Merci, then. Oh, I am so tired. I'd like to sit down. Oh, it's better.
That, too, was a pretty song you sang a while ago.
I sing that song just for you.
Oh, you're just saying that. You tell that to everybody.
No, that is not so.
I've been crazy about you for a long time. You know that.
Yes, and I have liked you too, then.
Like me, huh? I thought so.
Mon ami, do not be angry. Let's see what is more than like.
Well, I just never do know when you're telling the truth. But I'm fine out this time. Nick, I'm leaving Yukon in a couple of days. I got a lot of gold out of here. Enough to live without working the rest of my life. Will you come with me and marry me?
Marry? Oh, you have flattered me so by asking.
But before you say no, I want to show you something. Look.
Such a diamond. As big as a gold piece.
I bought it from a man yesterday. It's yours if you say yes.
Oh, I have never seen such a ring. It sparkles like...
Yeah, it's like you and that. All life and fire and beauty.
Then you are poor.
Well, will you say yes?
First I must talk to Paul. My brother will not like to be left alone with no one to keep house for him.
Oh, Paul can take care of himself. You'd probably marry that little French-Canadian girl. What's her name? Claudette.
And if he does, I must be here for the wedding. You could wait, no?
Oh, I can't wait. I sold my cabin today. Two men are moving in tomorrow, and I'm all packed, ready to leave.
I know. Our cabin is big. Maybe you can meet in with Paul and me until we can go.
Then you mean you'll marry me? I'm going to buy drinks for the house.
Oh, no, mon ami. You must wait. First, I must talk to Paul. Better we keep it a secret. And then, next week, we give a big party here at Silver Slipper.
Yeah, that'd be good. Big surprise for everybody. But if I move out to your house with you and your brother, people will ask questions.
Do not say then that you do this. You say goodbye to everyone. Our cabin isn't outside the town. Nobody will know.
You mean hide out until the big surprise party?
Please. Then it will be one big surprise.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Nick. And we'll give a party the like of which 40 Mile never saw before. We'll ever see again.
4 days had passed, but the engagement party never took place. However, a large diamond sparkled on the beautiful hand of Annette. Old Zeb Raymond, owner of the Silver Slipper, finally spoke of it to Paul, Annette's brother.
Hey, Paul, where did Annette get that fancy sparkler?
The
Looks like part of the Northern Lights when she waves her hand around like that.
That ain't it. Everybody fall in love with her and give her a fine present.
Yes, it's some present. I kind of thought she was sweet on Ben Wilson. Used to steal out of him before he left.
Me, I think that too for a while. But before he leaves, we'll have bad quarrels. Then he go without so much as say goodbye. He does not even take ring back.
Yeah, too bad. Ben was a nice fella. Annette can pick and choose, though, I suppose. She's sure a beautiful girl.
She is very beautiful. Sometimes I think it is a pity she is my sister.
Say, there's another one who's getting crazy about her. He was in here last night, and all he does is sit and watch her. See him over at that table? Great big fella. He's lame. I saw him come in last night.
He is stranger than found, though.
Yes, I guess so. I'm going over and find out who he is. Howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
Mind if I sit with you for a minute?
Help yourself.
Yeah. You just moved to 40 miles?
No. Just passing through.
You mean you were passing through till you seen Annette?
She sure is pretty, isn't she?
That seems to be the general opinion. You a prospector?
I done some trapping and prospecting. Been out in the wilderness a long time. She's the first woman I've seen in 3 months.
No wonder you can't take your eyes off her. Yeah, why don't you go on up and ask her to dance?
Guess you didn't notice. I'm lame.
Oh, sorry. But you could ask her over here for a drink and talk to her.
I don't think she'd be interested.
Annette is interested in anyone who has a nice, fat poke of gold at the spin. I will say she likes the rich ones. I guess all she's waiting for is some man with enough money. She'll snag him for a husband.
You mean if I had enough money, she might be nice to me?
She sure would, mister. Annette has an eye for business. I've been watching her for months. Want me to call her over here?
No, I gotta go. But I'll be back in a few days. I'll be back in Nevis.
Sergeant Preston, Northwest Mounted Police, had left Dawson City and was driving his dog team at a fast pace on the road for 40 miles. Running free ahead of the team was a big gray dog whose powerful shoulders, beautiful head, and silvery gray coat made him look every inch a leader as he loped through the snow-covered trail. The Mountie halted his team when he heard a voice hailing him from the woods.
Sergeant Preston! Hello!
Hello!
Jack, I couldn't see who it was. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Just getting back to my trap line. It helps a lot if you let me put this load of furs on your sled.
Why, certainly. I'm going right near your cabin. Here, let me help you.
I was hoping I'd see someone on the trail with a dog team.
Oh.
There. I think I better tie these on.
Oh, I think they're secure enough. It's not far to your place.
I sure got a nice catch of fur this trip. Uncle Frank will be pleased.
That's good. Ready?
Let's go.
On King! On your
Uncle Frank is going to buy a dog team the next time we go to Dawson.
You need one. I don't see how you can manage a trap line without one.
It's not easy, especially alone. But Uncle Frank is taking a lot of gold out of his claim. He wouldn't leave it long enough to come with me this time.
That's good news. Did he strike a rich man?
Yes, about a month ago. I guess we won't have to worry about money anymore now. He wants me to give up trapping when this season's over.
How long you been away?
Just a couple of days. Now we'll be at our cabin just in time for supper. Why don't you spend the night with us, Sergeant? You can get up early and you'll be at 40 mile before anyone's up tomorrow.
I'll do that, Jack. These dogs of mine have had a hard trip today and they need rest. That fake snowfall we had last night didn't help. It's been heavy going.
Uncle Frank will be glad to see you. He always looks forward to your visit.
Oh? Unchained!
Darkness was falling as Jack and Sergeant Preston approached the small cabin built near a creek about a half mile from the trail. Jack looked puzzled as they drew closer.
That's funny. There's no light in the cabin. Uncle Frank never works this late.
And there's no smoke coming out of the chimney. He must let the fire go out. Bucking!
Uncle Frank! Uncle Frank!
Not there. Guess he's working overtime.
Here's your pack. I'll bring my blanket.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll leave this bundle of furs right here. Yeah. I'll get a lamp lighter.
All right, King. Come on in with us.
It's so dark in here. There's a lamp right here on the table.
All right.
What's
the matter, King?
What's wrong, Sergeant?
They're on the cot. Bring that lamp. It's your uncle.
Is he asleep?
He's not asleep, Jack. He's dead.
Dead?
He's been murdered. Look at his head.
Oh, Uncle Frank.
I'm sorry, Jack. It's a bad shock for you.
Oh, I can't believe it.
His skull's almost crushed.
Oh, who could have done it? We're so far off the trail.
There are lots of thieves and killers in this country now, Jack. Look at this cabin. Someone's been ransacking it.
Yes. Everything's turned upside down. And look, the trap door.
Is that where your uncle kept his gold?
Yes, under the floor. There was a fur rug over it. Here's the tin box he kept it in. It's empty. The gold is gone.
Is there much in it?
It was half full.
You know anybody who might have done this?
Oh, no. Everybody liked Uncle Frank. He was always kind and friendly. Lots of people he didn't even know used to stop here for the night. And he always fed them and let them sleep here.
He trusted people too much, Jack. Look over there. Someone slept in your cot last night.
Yes, it's all rumpled up. Whoever stayed with him must have killed him during the night.
Bring that lantern. We'll have a look outside.
All right. Think there may be tracks?
Long, King. If the killer left after the snowfall, we may be able to trail him. Hold the lantern down here. Go back, King. Look, Jack. There's some tracks right here beside the cabin.
Oh, the big ones.
These aren't your uncle's tracks, are they?
Oh, no, they're much bigger than his.
Yes, they were made by a big man, all right. Wait. Hold that lantern closer.
The tracks aren't even this big.
The man who made these tracks was lame, Jack. See? He took one long step and then a short one.
And he was heavy. Look how deep they are.
Here, King. Track, fella. I want him.
You're not leaving now, are you, Sergeant?
No. Come back, King. Come here, fella. I want him to get the scent of them. He'll remember it.
A lame man. A big man who limped. Sergeant, there was a man like that who came through here about a week ago.
Oh?
I was away hunting, and he was just leaving when I came back. He's been with Uncle Frank all day.
Was he a friend of your uncle's?
No, I don't think so. He just stopped for something a week. You know how Uncle Frank was. He was always glad to have people.
He may have learned about your uncle's gold then. Would you recognize him if you saw him?
I think I would. I can't remember his name, though.
Hmm. We'll have a few hours sleep and give the dogs a rest, and we'll follow this man's trail. We'll start before dawn. Come on, let's go in. Run in, King. Son of the lame man, still on that bed. It should tell King a lot. Come here, King. Up here, fella. He's the man I want, King.
You really think that dog knows what you mean?
King's been on a lot of cases with me, Jack. He knows there's been a death in this cabin. When I put him on the trail of a man and he associates the scent with death, he knows I want that man.
Yes, but if we wait a few hours, won't he forget it?
A dog remembers a scent the way a man remembers a face, and he doesn't forget it.
Oh.
You'd better rest for a few minutes, Jack, before we take care of your uncle's body.
Yes, I feel pretty tired.
The killer headed for 40 Mile, I think. He may try to cross the border to Alaska. There's a chance he'll think he's fairly safe because your uncle lives so far off the trail. If he stays in 40 Mile tonight, we'll get him.
I hope we do, Sergeant.
I'll get some supper ready now and start a fire.
That evening at the Silver Slipper in 40 Mile, Zeb Raymond walked over to the table of the lame man who had just entered.
Well, stranger, they come back just the way you said you would.
Where is she?
She? You mean Annette?
Who do you think? I ain't looking for my grandmother.
Well, now, don't get excited. Annette's here. She'll be back in a minute. You want to meet her tonight?
Yeah. I think maybe she'll be interested when she sees me.
Jumping Jiminy. You got a fortune there.
He said that's what she liked. Money, gold, lots of it.
I don't know anybody who doesn't. Well, there's Annette now. Annette! Inez, come over here.
Josh, she's prettier than she was the other night.
Gee, stranger, you sure got it bad.
You want me for something, Jeff?
I got a customer here who wants to meet you, Annette. This is, what's your name, stranger?
It's Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Nick wants you to sit down at his table for a while. He's been so anxious to meet you, I guess it scared all the talk out of him.
You must not be shy with me. Mon Dieu, what's this? All gold?
Yeah. I thought maybe you'd help me spend some of it.
Why, nice. Then maybe you will send some nice champagne to our table, no? Some of your things.
Sure, I'll send some right over.
I never saw anything as pretty as you in my life.
Now, you must not flatter me. You are prospect, are you?
I was. I'm taking my gold out of the country. I'm heading for the States.
So, you are one of the lucky ones.
If you'd leave the country with me, you could have it all.
You men stay out in the wilderness for 6 months and then a first woman who see to marry you.
So they all ask you that, huh?
Oh, please. Do not be angry.
Did one of them give you that big diamond you're wearing on your finger?
Oh, no. That is family ring.
Let me see it. Yeah, it's worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. It is. Oh, here you fall with our champagne. Nick, this is my brother, Paul.
Hello.
Good evening. This is the best champagne in the house.
You are celebrating big strike, you make, eh?
Yeah. Have a drink with it.
I will be back later. Right now, I'm very busy.
Yeah, oh, I'll open it.
Maybe you can stay here 3-4 days before you take your drink.
No, I gotta leave tomorrow. Take your glass.
Merci, mon ami. Let us drink to our new friendship.
Sure. You live with your brother?
Oui. We have a big cabin on the edge of town. I'm afraid to go over there. You stay in hotel, no?
No. I don't know where I'm staying. I didn't take time to look for a room.
But it is so late. How do you know if you can get one? The hotel is so crowded.
Well, there ain't room. I can sleep on the floor, I guess.
Oh, but that is too bad. I know. We have big cabin. Maybe you can stay with us tonight.
Oh, gosh. That would sure be nice.
Wait. I will ask Paul. Paul?
Oui, I go.
Here, let me fill your glass.
Oh, merci.
I will have that drink with you, dear.
Huh? Here's a glass.
Paul, here is poor rich man with no roof for his head tonight. He cannot sleep in the snow. All his gold, it will not keep him warm.
You want him to stay at our cabin?
Me? With rich man, we need not be afraid. It is poor, maybe, my robbers, no?
You are welcome to stay with us, monsieur.
Oh, thanks. That is mighty nice.
Swine. See how he sparkles.
Yeah. Everything sparkles. And that's eyes. The wine and that big diamond.
I think to you, monsieur.
And here's to both of you. It was long before dawn when Sergeant Preston and Jack started for 40 miles. Great George King ran free ahead of the team.
On King! On!
Those tracks are clear in the snow, Sergeant. They lead a 40-mile, all right.
King has the stance. He knows the man we're after.
That's a heavy wind blowing up, Sergeant.
Good thing we have King. The wind's blowing the snow over those tracks. They'll be covered in a short time.
Though the wind covered the tracks with loose snow, the great dog King kept on the trail. As it grew light, the wind died down, but there were no tracks to be seen. It was early morning when the Mountie and Jack arrived in 40 miles.
Do you think we'll find him here, Sergeant?
I hope so, Jack. Too many people have walked along, though, here in town. He won't be able to follow the trail here.
How can we find him?
We'll have to ask at all the bars and the trading posts. Maybe we can get some information.
The Silver Slipper is the biggest cafe in town. Maybe we better try there first.
Is old Zeb Raymond still on it?
I think so. Now, here it is.
Okay. Oh. You stay here with the team, King. Come on, Jack.
I wonder if anyone will be up this early.
Good, Will, I'm sure.
Hello, Sergeant Fred.
How are you, Zeb?
Hello, Zeb. Guess we're up mighty early this morning. Just having some breakfast. Won't you join me?
Why, no, Zeb. Thanks. We've had our breakfast. I only wanted some information, if you can give it to us.
I'll be glad to help you, Sergeant.
I'm checking all the cafes and stores to see if anyone has seen a big lame man here in town.
A lame man? What does he look like?
Can't give you much of a description of him. Jack, can you remember anything about him?
He was wearing his parka hood when I saw him, so I didn't see much of his head or face. I remember he had a black mustache.
There was a big lame man in this cafe last night. He was kind of smitten with Annette.
Oh?
Spent lots of money on her. Maybe he's the one you want.
You say he had plenty of money?
Yep. He had sacks of gold with him. Got pretty gay toward the end of the evening on champagne.
You know where he stayed last night?
He left with Annette and Paul. As I understand it, he's planning to leave town early this morning. That's what Annette told me.
Did he have a room in the hotel?
I don't know. He went out, as I said, with Annette and her brother, and that's the last I saw of him.
Where do they live, Zeb?
They got a cabin just at the end of town. You won't miss it. It's the last one on the trail. Way off by itself.
I hope they didn't ask him to spend the night there.
So do I. Why? He seemed nice enough.
That man's a thief and a killer. We'd better get out to that cabin right away. I hope Annette and her brother is still alive. Come along, Jack. That must be Annette's house up ahead there.
The last cabin on the trail, and all by itself.
You could easily rob them and leave for the border. There's no one near here.
Someone's up in the cabin, Sergeant. There's smoke coming from the chimney.
Pushing! Okay. I'd better stay here with the team, Jack. I'll take King with me and see if our man is still here.
But you may need help if he is.
I can handle him, don't worry. Come along, King.
Bonjour.
Good morning. I'm Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police.
Paul?
Don't be alarmed. I'm sorry to bother you like this. But you see, I'm looking for a man. A big man with a limp. They told me at the Silver Slipper that he left there with you last night.
Annette, tell him to come in.
Oh, I am so sorry. Please, you come in. Do
you mind if my dog comes in with me? Oh, not at all, monsieur.
Thank you.
This is my brother, Paul.
Bonjour, monsieur.
How do you do?
You were asking about that man who came home with us last night.
Yes, did he stay here?
Oui. It is good you have come. This morning, when we wake up, he has disappeared.
You mean he left here early this morning?
Oui, monsieur.
You're lucky to be alive. That man's a murderer.
Monsieur, do not say this.
That's why I'm after him. He's a murderer and a thief.
Maybe that is why he sneak off in the night. Well, tell it, look.
But he did not seem like such bad man.
It's very dangerous to take strangers in with you like that.
Marie, he too has disappeared. Huh? Sago, Marie, let big diamond be gone.
That robber, that is why he leaves so fast before we are awake.
Are you sure it's gone?
Oui. Last night, Nick, that is his name, he keeps saying what nice ring it is. But because he has so much gold, Paul and I do not think he is thief.
He stole that gold and murdered the man who owned it. You're very lucky to be alive, both of you.
Sergeant, go. Go quickly and catch him. That ring, it is all we have.
Maybe we should be thankful, Annette.
Well, don't worry, we'll get him. You'll get your ring back. He's probably headed for the border. All right, King, we're going.
Good luck, Sergeant. I hope you get him.
He can't be too far away. Oh, thanks for the information.
I must get that ring back, Sergeant. It is worth so much money.
You'll get it.
Wasn't
he
there, Sergeant?
We're too late, Jack. He left early this morning. Oh, there's someone coming. Who is it?
Looks like Zeb, the owner of the Silver Slipper.
Yes, it is Zeb.
I kept wondering if you got the man you were looking for.
He got away. Left early this morning after robbing Annette and Paul.
You robbed them, too?
Yes, he took a diamond ring.
You mean he took that big diamond that Ben Wilson gave Annette?
Who was Ben Wilson?
He was a rich old prospector that liked her. He left town a short time ago. He must have had a fight or something.
Was it a valuable ring?
Sure and shooting it was. Big as your thumbnail.
Oh, got him. He's headed for the border. Let's go, Jack. Hey, King. Where's King?
He came out while you were standing in the door, Sergeant. He is back there behind the cabin. What's wrong with him?
I wonder if this man Mick is closer than we think he is. Come on, Jack.
Oh, stay here, Zeb. Might be dangerous. What's the matter, fella?
Throwing you that pile of brains. What is it?
Come on, Jack. Let's see what's under here. Help me take these branches off.
Maybe it's just a rabbit or something.
Maybe. Help me with this big one, will you?
All right. Josh. Look. It's the man we're looking for.
Well, King found the murderer, all right. But he's dead.
But who killed him?
I think that's fairly obvious, Jack. Annette and her brother did this.
Did you find something, Sergeant?
Nick?
Yes. I'm going into that cabin and arrest Annette and Paul.
Be careful, Sergeant. I think I saw the curtain move behind the window.
I'll be careful.
Well, you better go with you.
No, I'll take King. I want you two to look around here and see if you can find a place where another body is buried. I'm wondering about the man Ben who gave Annette that ring.
Ben left town without anyone seeing him go.
I didn't have time to bury this man. The ground's frozen so hard it would take hours. So I was planning to do it tonight, I suppose.
We look for the grave, Sergeant.
All right. Come along, King.
I can't believe it. That happened to Paul.
As Sergeant Preston walked to the door of the cabin, King was close at his side. The scent of death was still in the dog's nostrils, and he knew from the sound of his master's voice that they were closing in on the killer.
On guard, fella. Watch him, boy.
Quickly, the Mountie threw open the door and leaped aside. The shot that he had expected did not come. King's keen ears, however, had heard a slight movement, and the scent of the man they were seeking was strong. The big dog leaped through the door, whirled, and hurled himself at an arm that held him.
Help!
Help!
Stand right where you are, Anna.
Take him away!
Just as soon as I pick up that knife. He was standing behind the door waiting for me, weren't you, Paul?
He's all that mistake. Paul was not right to see you. He was holding knife and cut bread for breakfast.
All right, Annette, you can stop lying now. It won't do you any good. Your brother doesn't stand behind doors with a hunting knife to do that. I'm arresting you both for murder. We found Mick's body under those branches. Get over beside your brother, Annette. I'm handcuffing you.
That's not me. We killed him just
I told you to stop lying.
We found the other grave. Yes, Sergeant. It was right near the place we found Nick. The ground was all dug up and loose.
So they murdered Ben, too. That's why they had this cabin at the edge of town.
And that's why Annette was always interested in rich men on their way to the state.
Mm. I did not kill them. It was
Annette.
They're
nothing.
She doesn't have to, Paul. The evidence we have is sufficient. When we search this cabin, we'll find your uncle's gold, Jack, and a lot more with it.
Yes, if King hadn't found that body, we'd never have known about these two.
That's right. Well, we won't be taking back the man we came for, but we'll have two prisoners who are worse than he was. Yes, King, old boy. Thanks to you, this case is closed.
Radio dramas are created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Fred Flowerday, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health. So long.